This is a 50-year-old Volkswagen Golf. This is the newest Volkswagen Golf, and those are every Volkswagen Golf in between. Today, we are driving each one of these Golfs to see how much a car can really change over half a century of innovation. I like this car a lot. Oh, water! My name's Nolan. We're in Germany. Welcome to Donut. Let's get it. All right, we got a lot of ground to cover today. There are 8 generations of Golf. So let's kick things off with the car that started it all, the Mark I.
Mark I.
I love this thing. This is the very first one. I love these wide fender flares here. You got 13-inch wheels, the red trim around the grille, also these very slim European bumpers. There's a reason the Golf has stayed around for so long, and I think it's just because the original is so damn good. I've never driven one of these cars before, so I'm super excited to take this out. Let's get behind that big spittoon steering wheel and give it a rip.
Oh,
do I look ridiculous in this thing?
Hi, Nolan.
Hey, Max. Max is here with us. He's my co-host over there on the Big 3 podcast. Check that out. We got a couple guys here with us today. Max, me, Alex, our shooter, and Austin. Small crew in Germany.
This car's sick.
It is sick. The interior is very bare bones, very utilitarian. Still sporty looking. Here we go. Fired right up.
Yeah, maybe a little shaky, not too bad. I have never been in a Mark I Golf before.
Me neither.
This is cool.
This is a first time experience.
So we're leaving Volkswagen's headquarters
in Wolfsburg, home of Volkswagen. This is their global headquarters. The entire city is built around the Wolfsburg facility.
Sounds kind of good.
I like it.
Sounds cool. Well,
what was that? Oh, the brakes are not great. The Mark I debuted in 1974. Volkswagen needed a replacement for the Beetle, which had been in production more or less since the late 30s, early 1940s. And after almost 2 decades of research, this is what they came up with right here. They had some help from a little guy named Giorgetto Giugiaro. He came in, he said, "Hey, your designs are whack. Let me show you what I can do." And he drew this.
So this is a Golf GTI, but in the US, this is actually known as the Rabbit.
This is the GTI Grand Touring Injected. So we got a 1.8 liter, 110 horsepower, 4-cylinder engine. This thing has about twice the horsepower of the very, very base engine that you get. That thing made like 50 or 60 horsepower. And this is the first hot hatch. These days, Max, your mom's SUV goes 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds while wicking the sweat from your gloves doing it. That would not be a thing if it wasn't for this car.
This car created the idea that you could have just one car that could be sporty and functional at the same time.
Most people don't have the expendable income to have multiple cars, so your car needs to be able to do everything.
For that reason, Jeremy Clarkson said that this was one of the most important cars of the 20th century.
I think I'd agree with that. Okay, it's not that fast. It's not fast, but it feels good, and it feels fast. Something I've noticed in these sorts of videos is the reason a nameplate lasts so long, I think, really has to do with how good the first car was. Driving the first GTI.
You set the bar high.
Yes, very high. So let's see what the Mark II has in store for us.
We made a video inspired by Initial D and hosted a special premiere here at the Fujiwara Tofu Cafe. We saw iconic cars, we met awesome car enthusiasts, and we even launched our new collection inspired by the video live at the event. And the only way we could do that was with today's sponsor, Shopify. Shopify is the all-in-one commerce platform designed to start, manage, and grow any kind of business. From pet sitting to an antique wooden repair shop, Shopify's store editor, intuitive analytics, and easy-to-use marketing tools take the hassle out of running your business. With a flexible POS system and reliable card readers, Shopify makes selling at pop-up events a breeze. We use a tablet and their wireless tap and chip card reader to accept payments. It connects order data, customer info, and inventory to help keep track of everything, no matter where you are.
Our video premiere was a ton of fun, and Shopify made it even better by helping us launch our new collection. If you have an idea for a business and need a tool that can help you sell online and in person, check out Shopify using our link, shopify.com/donut. I gotta get back to this car meet. Bye.
silly horse. Large boobs.
Number two.
All right, like I said, there are eight generations of Golf, which brings us to the Mark II. This one's a lot bigger. This is the follow-up to the Mark I. The styling has been updated. It's a tad bigger, but overall, you know, Volkswagen was just refining on the success of the Mark I and just making it a little bit better. Obviously, this thing is very beefy. It's the Golf Country. There's only about 7,700 of these things in existence. It's got a suspension lift. It's got a bunch of body armor on it. It's got the Synchro all-wheel drive system on board. But this is kind of like a crossover before crossovers were invented. This thing is sick. All-wheel drive, put some mud terrain or all-terrains on here, and you are good to go. So let's go find a little dirt road and get this thing in its natural habitat.
So Golf 2 Country, obviously besides the lift kit, this is a regular Golf 2 on the inside.
Feels very similar. This guy came out, I want to say, in 83, the Mark 2. Definitely feels more 80s in here. Right off the bat, this thing feels super smooth as I let off the gas.
It's and quieter.
Very quiet. Feels great. Not super different in here. It just feels like an evolution of what already was. So this car is a bit of a grail for all the dubbers out there. That's because we never got it in America.
This was not available in America, but the Mark II, of course, was, yes. And they actually stopped calling it the Rabbit.
They called it the Golf, and that's that.
At this point in the Golf, it had been around for 10 years already, and the Golf was selling it very well in America, so they were able to try things like this. They were able to throw some spaghetti at the wall and be like, yeah, what if we make a 5-inch lifted version that's got an all-wheel drive system? Will people buy it?
I'm glad they built this thing, because it is... It feels good. Like, it feels very contemporary. It has, like, what's called a viscous coupler in between the front and rear wheel. The shaft will spin up and engage that viscous coupler, which is basically like a torque converter, and start spinning the rear wheels. This car also has a 1.8-liter four-cylinder, making a similar power number to the GTI that we just drove. But it doesn't feel that much slower, and that's because they geared this thing down. So you could have bigger tires, all-wheel drive, more weight, while still having that, like, signature Golf heaviness. Foot to the floor. It's not that bad. It's not slow.
It's like a car.
Yeah, it's like a car. Oh, here we go.
Oh, we're hitting dirt now.
Oh, here we go. Now we're in the country, okay. Baby. Here we go. Oh, yes. Yes. Dude, why don't we put down the windows a little bit just to get that
the country.
Dude, this is sick.
Hey, boys, is it comfortable speed or can you go faster?
Whatever you want.
Oh. Dude, this is rules.
This is the best. Oh, this is a core memory right here. Driving a Golf Country. Oh, water! Had to get it. Had to get the water. It's not like trophy truck suspension or anything.
That's true. This is not a rally car.
This is not a rally car. This is for getting out and camping. I can't believe it. This is so cool. Okay, so a few months ago, at the beginning of the year, we got to drive a 911 Dakar in
Canada, right?
Quebec. This is as fun as that.
Yeah, it's great. We were informed that the bushes are very poisonous. Austin was just like, oh yeah, I noticed I've been really itching since I touched it.
You want to go. Mark III.
So this is the Mark III VR6. What is VR6? Okay, so VR6 is a V6 engine with a single cylinder head. So you have two banks of three cylinders all under one cylinder head. Get the power of a V6 engine into the engine bay meant for a four-cylinder engine. Very clever. These things sound amazing. I can't wait to hear this thing spool up. Okay, so when the Mark III came out, it was a very polarizing car among Volkswagen fans. This thing was heavier. It was a little bigger than the Mark II, and the steering didn't quite communicate to the driver as well as the first two cars. As a result, you know, these things had a bit of a stigma to them for a little while. Although I think nowadays, dubbers love these regardless. You know, James, he has one of these things with a 5-cylinder Audi engine. That thing's awesome. This thing looks fast. Also, you might notice up here has a Autostadt banner up top, and that belongs to the Volkswagen Autostadt right over there. So in Germany, people don't buy their Volkswagens from dealerships. You go to a dealership to maybe test drive some vehicles, but when it comes time to order your car, you go through the Autostadt program, you wait a few months, and come out here to Wolfsburg and pick your car up from one of these vending machines over here. They give you a whole welcome program. It's pretty cool. So there is one problem with our Mark III VR6, and that is that it is not road legal. So we'll have to drive it on a lap of honor.
All right, so we're about to take a hot lap on the Ausfahrt, the official lap that you take when you purchase a Volkswagen from the Autostadt.
All right, let's really get into it.
Hot lap on the Ausfahrt.
Yeah. 3,500 RPM. It's kind of unfortunate that we can't take this out on the street. First of all, this car does feel very premium. I bet lower trims don't have the power windows.
I've been in James's car.
That car was like super, super bass. Staying near Nicki Minaj, it was so super bass.
In the high RPMs, this thing actually moves.
This thing moves. This is cool. I'm really sad we can't drive this on the street. What else should we do? Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Timed lap. Oh, he's in second. Holy s***. Yeah. Up the hill. Oh, dude, this is going to be a new world record. And across the line! Oh,
time, what was the time?
29.33. 29.33 on the Ausfahrt.
Yeah, I think that might be the new record.
Yes, dude. I was there.
People, dude, all the customers over there, like, looking over, like, what is that guy's problem? Okay, let's put this thing away and move on to the Mark IV.
Chill it, your ghost. Mark IV.
Let's go from the Mark III to this guy, the Mark IV right here. Styling-wise, Mark IV, just a little bit bigger again than the Mark III, a little bit rounder. You've got very similar headlight profiles, but you know, it looks like it's been like thrown into a rock tumbler a little bit, right? Getting those sharp edges taken off. You know, the new millennium's coming. Y2K is on the horizon. I don't know what's gonna happen. Are we gonna die? No, we're gonna drive. I think this car right here exemplifies what is unique about the Volkswagen community. I think on the surface, this is not a very exciting car, let's be honest. But for someone like the Jamie Orrs of the world, the real V6 nerds, this is a very compelling car. The 4Motion uses a Haldex-based all-wheel drive system, which is different than the Synchro in ways that are infinitely debatable on the Volkswagen form of your choice. It is all-wheel drive and will make you feel very confident in the rain. There is another all-wheel drive Mark IV called the R32. That was another Mark IV Golf with all-wheel drive. That one had a larger displacement VR6 under the hood and was very much marketed as a performance car. This guy, not so much. This is more of your dependable backroads commuter.
Now we are in the mid-2000s, and like every single car that came out in that time period, fake wood grain.
I'm also feeling a lot heavier. Definitely put on some LBs compared to the last car. The last few cars, obviously. That just happens. Those cars get safer, they get heavier. That's just how it is. More metal between you and the great beyond. What I liked about the Mark III with the VR6, that's just front-wheel drive. Yeah. Whereas this, it just feels more planted. I'm going to be honest. This one doesn't really feel super golfy. Because the weight of the car, it feels heavy. And that's just the reality of car design right now, you know, especially starting in the 2000s. I will say, of the cars we've driven today, this probably has the best feeling transmission.
Got a 6-speed.
It's got a 6-speed. I mean, also, like, dude, the power of the V6 with the all-wheel drive, she gets off the line pretty good. We're gonna do it big. I mean, It's pretty decent.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, honestly, it's pretty good.
It's not, like, mind-blowing, but it's pretty good. And I feel bad, too, because I know the Mark IV has very opinionated fans, and I really wanted to like it. All-wheel drive, VR6 car.
It's very functional.
Yeah. I think that I am not the target audience for the Mark IV V6 4Motion. Let's see if I am the target audience for our next...
Kill it, your ghost. Mark V.
Let's move on to a car that I hope I like a lot more. This is the Mark V. For whatever reason, I love the Mark V Golf. Compared to every other car we've already talked about, the leap between Mark IV and Mark V is maybe the most drastic. You know, I said that the Mark IV looked like it was a Mark III that had been through a tumbler, got all the rough edges off. This guy, though, he round. It's just so different than from what Giorgetto Giugiaro first envisioned, I think. They have similar side profiles, of course, but overall, no more origami. This one is special, though, because it's the Pirelli edition. All right, come here. Come on. Who is this for?
Interior is quite different than anything we've been in so far.
I think the Mark IV was in a weird late 90s, early 2000s kind of no man's land. That's where it's right. Still trying to figure stuff out.
Still had the wood trim and had some weird cup holders.
It was interesting. This, though, feels a lot more focused. This thing feels sporty in here already. I can tell we don't have a manual transmission in this car. We have a DSG.
DSG stands for a very long German word that effectively means dual clutch.
When you have two clutches, it can do the work in half the time.
This was officially the era, I think, when automatic transmissions became faster than
start manuals. To get good, yeah. What I like about this S mode is it really is holding the RPM. But then if I go into drive, it'll shift. There you go, right there. Yeah, but if I go into S, brings it back up. That is a smart transmission, and it's really fast, too, down in S.
Oh, yeah.
Immediate. My love of the manual just comes from the fact that it shifts when I want to. I loved my Mustang, but that automatic in there truly was auto-tragic. Whereas this, it'll shift down immediately. This is really quick. It takes a couple tenths, but like, it's quick.
And that's something that certainly has gotten faster in the last couple of years. And I think
we're
going to drive a more modern DSG later in the video, which I think is going to be leagues better than this.
I'm really excited. I mean, but dude, I could work with this. Oh, this thing feels very planted.
Yeah, you love the Mark V, dude. I know
you know. I really like it for some reason. It's not like I ever had one or ever drove one. I just liked them for some reason. And I think it had to do with the commercials for these cars with Peter Stormare, the unpimp.
Yes.
The
dude.
Auto ads.
Oh, snap.
Oh, V-dub.
V-dub. E-dub. Representing Deutschland. But, you know, there was another slogan for this car in particular that we found out about while researching this video. We found a press release from Volkswagen that says, Mark V GTI for boys who were already men back then.
Back when?
And we asked Volkswagen, what the fuck does this mean? And they're like, yeah, we don't know. Well, Nolan, do you feel like a boy who was already a man back then?
You know what? I'll tell you right now, even though I'm not shifting gears myself right now, I like this car more than the Mark IV. This interior just feels more focused. It feels like it's meant to have more fun. You know, on the flight over here, I was thinking about Volkswagen. I was trying to, like, put together what I thought the appeal of Volkswagen was. I can see why people love these things so much. There's just a certain feeling you get. There's a certain hum to the engine. You feel it through the shifter, and the sound comes together and makes you think that it's an instrument. Really, it sounds so fucking pretentious, but I get it. I like this car a lot. Oh, this is great. I will not lie. Yesterday when we were getting some beauty shots, I was saying, guys, next year, it's Mark V build time.
Yeah.
So the Mark V is pretty great. But what if you aren't a boy who was already a man back then? What do you drive now? This is the Mark VI GTI Cabrio. It's a convertible.
This car rules.
This is the best. How you feeling back there, boys?
Amazing. Yeah, it's nice.
high. Yeah, taking in the elements right now.
I don't have a seatbelt, so if we crash, I'm flying right out.
Yeah, we should figure that out.
So Mark 6 GTI Cabrio, never sold in the United States.
No, I think that's a shame. I don't know if it would sold very well, but it would have been cool to see it on the road. Something that I keep forgetting is that the Golf is the most successful European car ever. I mean, this Cabrio is really representative of the fact that when you sell millions of units in one market, you can afford to experiment a little bit and try new things like this.
It's a subtle upgrade from the Mark 5 to the Mark 6. Slightly more power. The DSG got a little bit quicker. It's a little heavier because you got a little bit more tech.
It feels more powerful, though. It feels pretty quick, honestly.
We are taking this bad boy out
to an American institution.
This is a car that was meant to have all the boys under the sun at the same time, and while this car was never sold in North America,
I think we found a very North American place to take it to.
Hi,
hello. Could I get just a Big Mac and a large Coke, please?
Just a quick question. Are you filming in the back there? That is not permitted on the lot.
Oh, the cashier at the drive-thru alerted us that you're not supposed to film on the premises. Germans apparently value their privacy.
So unfortunately this bit is not going to play out the way we thought it would. We did get a Big Mac.
Okay.
I've been told the meat's a lot better here. We'll see. It's pretty good.
Well, stay tuned for Max's fast food reviews coming soon. Yeah, let's go to the Mark 7.
Kill it, you are both. Mark 7.
Let's drive something a little bit more low-key. This is the Mark 7 Golf. So just like how the Mark 6 was a refinement over the Mark 5, you know, small tweaks here and there, same deal here with the Mark 7. More refinement, you know, stiffer chassis, more technology on board, more dynamic handling, all that good stuff. Despite all that, this thing is still 60 pounds lighter than the Mark 6. Very impressive. However, this one might be a little heavier because this is an e-Golf, an e stands for electric. Back in the mid-2010s, you didn't have very many options when it came to EVs. You could buy a Tesla if you had a pretty good income, or something a little weirder looking. So, e-Golf was Volkswagen's attempt to electrify a pre-existing platform that people were already used to and already liked. However, there were some downsides, so let's talk about those as we drive. Let's get on the road. So, e-Golf, stats, 130 miles of range, not very good.
That's
for an EV.
Not very good at all.
The 0 to 60 time of 9.6 seconds is not very sporty. It's not super affordable in the range. It's one of the more expensive Golfs out there. It's an interesting play because you're using the form factor of the Golf that everybody loves without having that engine in there, without having that noise. Here's a button. There's a car with a speaker button. I'm going to turn that off. I wonder if that's like a fake noise.
Oh, I bet it's piping in some e-sound.
We'll do a stretch where it's on and off so you guys can maybe hear the difference. Here we go. Activate. Let's turn it off. It's very quiet.
It is quiet.
It's very quiet. Doesn't quite have the same je ne sais quoi without an engine. I don't know if I like it.
We're actually pulling into a converted gas station right now.
Pretty interesting.
And we're pulling up next to one of Volkswagen's new electric buses, which is very cool.
Yeah, so let's talk about the wider context in which this car was built. Of course, it's not just like, oh, we want to make a normal car into an EV. There's a big reason why they did that, of course. That was Dieselgate.
Yeah.
Got caught cheating emissions, and so they had to pivot and make something that was really clean. And, you know, I feel like this makes the most sense at that time. It wasn't meant to be an EV, so that's why you see some of those issues.
Yeah, and I think that, like, you look at a vehicle like the one next to us, that Volkswagen right there, that is a bespoke platform meant to be an EV. And it's probably very good at being an electric car. You do make a few concessions with a car like this, like the range, the power, the charging time, fitting electric stuff into this car.
It took something as big as Dieselgate for Volkswagen to make a sincere effort in making that EV push. Coming to Wolfsburg and seeing how many EVs there are in their lineup, it feels legit. All right, so we got one more Golf to drive. We're not ending this video on an EV. We got the biggest and baddest Golf of them all. It's time for the Mark 8.5 Golf R.
Kill it, your Golf. Finally, car of life.
It's days like this that I really, really love my job.
Mark 8, let's go golfing.
This right here is the Mark 8 Golf. or more specifically, the Mark 8.5. This is a refresh of the 8th generation Golf right here. This is a 2025 Golf R. This is, in fact, the safest Golf ever made. It's also lighter than its predecessor, which I think is pretty dang impressive. This guy weighs in just over 3,100 pounds. This car right here carries over the 4Motion all-wheel drive system that we saw introduced with the Mark IV. All of that has been developed to put all 333 horsepower down to the ground through those tires right there. I mean, how much longer do I need to keep talking? Can we drive it yet? Mark 8, pretty controversial, I would say, particularly the 8.5 that we're in. There's a lot of haptic controls. That means touch. It feels like a button, but it's not a button. It feels so modern and new in here. This is Volkswagen putting their best foot forward to make the fastest Golf they can. A base model Mark 8.5 is probably not going to feel anything like a Mark 1 Golf. What I really want to know is, does this thing feel like a Golf?
There's only one place to test the Golf R. The Autobahn. We're going to take the Golf R on the Autobahn, a bucket list road for any car enthusiast. I've been waiting a long time for this.
It's not like there's no speed limits on the Autobahn. There are speed limits in certain sections. Like right now, we have a 100 kilometer speed limit right now, but there is a section where it opens up. So I want to break my public road record, and there's no better place to do it than the Autobahn. I want to hit a 150. Miles per hour.
241 kilometers an hour is what you need. So
I feel like that's pretty good. If we can go faster than that, I'll feel good about it.
Okay, there's that sign right there. So, yeah. That sign means as soon as you cross that, let her hit.
Man, this thing's got pep, dude. Oh my god. Full throttle. Coming up on that guy. But dude, that Audi is just chilling. He's scooting along, man. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Max.
Okay. Okay, 200, yeah, 220, oh, dude, you were so close, you got to 236.
We're coming up on that, we're coming up on this traffic.
Right. Yeah, baby.
Autobahn time. Goodbye, E46. We're going just 170 kilometers right now, really casual. More traffic ahead. Get out of the way, dude. Okay, here we go.
200, 220. We're gonna pass this guy so f***ing fast. 230, 240, 245, 250.
260. 270.
270. Holy shit. 275.
Okay. Oh my god. Woo! 276.
Whoa. Dude.
Oh my god.
That was fucking sick.
Oh, that was something. I had a hell of a time. And anytime you can have a hell of a time in your car, that's a win. Huge thank you to Will, Vince, Cena, and Linus, and everybody else over at Volkswagen for letting us drive all these cars, trusting us with some pretty amazing Golfs. I had a great time, and this was a real privilege. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you want to see us drive more of every car, click right here. Germany, I love you, man. We'll be back soon.